Unit 5. Airlines and Air Travel. Orville and Wilbur Wright built the first airplane in 1903. These two brothers knew that their invention was going to change the way people traveled across long distances, but they probably did not know how fast the air travel industry was going to grow. Since the Wright brothers' first airplane took off, air travel has grown into one of the most common ways to get from one place to another today. More people travel by air in the United States than any other country in the world. More than 400 million people take a trip by plane every year in the United States. There are many different domestic airlines there. These airlines occasionally offer low prices for their tickets, so air travel in the United States can be very cheap when one of the airlines has a special sale. The oldest airline in the world is KLM. This is the national airline of the Netherlands. KLM has been operating since 1919. Most countries have at least one airline, which serves most of the people who fly in that country. The largest airline in history was the National Airline of Russia, Aeroflot. The government of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or USSR, was in charge of the airline from 1923 until 1990. This airline had 600,000 employees, and 20,000 of these employees were men and women who flew the planes. The number of aircraft operated by Aeroflot is unknown, but many people estimate that this airline had a fleet of more than 14,000 airplanes at its peak. Aeroflot flew 139 million passengers in 1990. Then, in 1991, control of Aeroflot was divided among various private airlines which operated in the USSR. So today, Aeroflot is no longer run as a state-controlled airline.